Saturday morning, it's something for the weekend with Trina and Paul Merriman. Our money man from AskPaul.ie is back now. Paul, I saw that you recently went into a few schools to give your money advice, and you asked the question, what advice would you give your teenage self about money?
Yeah.
And I know you brought your niece in today who's on work experience, so you're learning all about this.
Yeah, me is in with us today in studio.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and I hope she's going to be making faces whether this is good advice or bad advice.
So this is inspiration for you, Mia, okay?
Yeah, probably to go shopping after today, but anyway.
So tell us then, how did you get on and what came up in the discussion?
So well, the main thing was that I asked my Twitter followers and Facebook followers what they would actually recommend to them themselves, and I was quite surprised with the reaction I got. First of all, a lot of people are saying they wouldn't have bought that first car brand new. So go show, you know, when you're young,
you want to show off.
Remember back, yeah, you want to get your new car and it has to be new and shiny. And then when you get to maybe your mid-30s, you're realising the waste. If you've had four or five cars by now, the amount of money you've wasted on cars is probably ridiculous and you've nothing saved. So that was the first one. The other thing was, a couple of people were saying get part-time jobs as quickly as possible, start earning independence and start making money yourself, which is great to do as well. Now, the interest was, when I went into the schools, these kids were in transition year, and I asked them what they thought the biggest waste of money was, and they all said cars.
Did they?
Yeah, they all said, and I was so shocked. Now, there were two female, all girls schools rather, that I was in. So maybe I was in a boys school, you might got more of the lads maybe wanting the car. But all the girls, the majority of them thought cars are a waste of money, because they obviously listened to mum and dad complain about insurance and tax and petrol. And they just thought, why don't we just cycle or get public transport?
Yeah, you see, they are clued in. Paul, do you remember when we were getting our first cars? I think the insurance quotes were something like $3,000.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the car cost about €500.
Yeah, but I was kind of delighted to hear that the kids were thinking that way in relation to public transport, getting on a bike rather than buying cars.
Yeah.
So again, I don't know. Is that good advice or bad advice? What would you think? You want the car? Yes.
she wants a car.
Now, what I did do when I was in the schools was just trying to teach some practical ways about saving money. If you were babysitting or they were getting any cash, to save something, have a target to save. So trying to get the kids into the habit of saving before they get their first real paycheck, before they go into the big bad world and start earning money.
Well, actually, when I was about 17 maybe, and from the babysitting money, opened a credit union account.
Yeah.
And it's a brilliant thing to be in. And especially all these years later, that account is still there.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a great idea. Credit union account for kids. And if anyone's listening today and you have teenagers, or if you're a teenager listening today, I'd encourage you to go get a credit union account, because it's a great place if you do want to get that first car loan, if you do want to get that first loan for going maybe on a J1, or if you're going to head off to Australia in your early 20s or something like that.
And you kind of always get approved.
You do. So again, if you are in that kind of bracket, trying to save a little bit of money every time you get. So if you do get maybe 50 quid for babysitting, if it is just thrown in 10 or 15 quid in the credit union and spending the other €35, it's just trying to get the habit instilled from a very young age. And that will make a massive difference, because it's all habit. When it comes to money, it's
absolutely
all habit and what we've learned
as well.
The other thing we get into was showing them how to budget. We actually gave them template budgets and asked them if they were their mum and dad or whoever they were living with to fill in what they were actually spending, what they thought the adults were spending their money on. And you know what the next thing that came up, and I'm going to do a topic on this in a few weeks' time, health insurance. They all knew about health insurance, which I was like, weirdly, like, I thought that was so strange.
Yeah.
How all the teenagers knew about health insurance, but they put that down as one of the priorities to have.
Paul, don't mention it. You're rubbing salt into the wound.
Yeah.
If anyone doesn't know, I don't think I said it on air. Remember, I had my operation there a few weeks
ago.
And I did not have health insurance.
Nope.
And it ended up costing me €6,000.
Yeah, you should have went to a secondary school and they would have told you to have health insurance.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
It's just weird how when you're that young age, kind of 16 years of age, being listened to mum and dad, you know the car's a waste of money, you know you need health insurance. But you forget about all those things then as you get older and life takes over and socialising and trying to go on holidays and the good times. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Everyone does that. So it's trying to strike a balance with these kids to make sure when they do get full-time jobs, they have a balance between saving and having a good time. And
I'd
went down really well.
I'd say the trip to the supermarket is a completely different trip now, because you know the way they'd be throwing in, can I get this, can I get that, into the trolley?
Yeah.
And not taking the fact that there is a budget for the groceries
in
mind.
In consideration.
Now they might be going,
Yeah, they might do. The other thing I would say again, this is not really a shocker, but the amount of them that shopped online, like a lot of them had their mum and dad's credit card saved in their phone, and their debit card saved in their phone. And Mia is nodding here beside us. And
Don't, Mia, do you?
She does. And she knows her dad's details off by heart, I say by now. But again, a lot of them shopped online. So when I was giving examples, you know, when you go into a clothes shop, you do this, that, and do that, you're all kind of looking at me as if I was mad. So they don't. And that's a big kind of sign for digital age. You know, all these kids are definitely doing everything, all their clothes shopping online and not in shops.
So what advice then can we give our kids, or how can we get them into really good habits?
The main thing for anyone that that's got kids, I suppose. And I think you can start from a very young age, even with like a piggy bank and putting a couple of euro in it. If you have it, doing a chore, if you get money for their birthday, it's spending some and saving some. And it doesn't make a difference really what the percentages are. You can go OTT and say 50-50 or 75-25%. Even if it was 10% or 5%, as long as some money is going into it, whether it's a piggy bank or a credit union account, if you can get your kids to do that before they leave school, they'll automatically continue to have it through life, and they will be okay when it comes to finance. Because it's not that rocket science. Financial planning and all the things we talk about on AskPaul.ie, whether it's on the website or Facebook or Twitter, it's all common sense. We're like a personal fitness person. Like, everyone knows to lose weight, you go to the gym and you don't eat that much crap. When it comes to money, you just save it, you don't spend it. So it's not.
Do you think, Paul, it would be okay to charge my 1-year-old rent?
100%. Yeah.
Out of her children's allowance, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Very good, very good.
Thanks, Paul. We'll chat to you soon. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.